8:39 on the KYMN Morning Show, and we are now pleased to be joined over the phone due to the inclement weather by our friend Cece Lindstroth with Age Friendly Northfield. Good morning, Cece. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to chat with you and your viewers, listeners, this morning.
It is always our pleasure. How are you handling the weather? You getting through this okay?
Well, we are, and that is like the perfect segue, Rich, into what I want to talk with.
That's great. I love the word perfect. Thanks, Cece.
I know. Well, what we've got now going on at the high school, as a lot of people know, is walking. And we found out through research, everything that Age Friendly does to improve the community as far as the aspects that are meaningful to older adults also impact the lives of people of any age group, actually. So when we look at the walking at the high school, which has been there forever, mm-hmm. we see people now, not only older adults like me, but we see intergenerational walks going on in the high school, and it's wonderful. So we want to remind people, though, that it is only on school days. So if you want to walk on the weekend, that's not going to be possible. But on any day that the school district is open, then those are days that you can walk. And next week, with all this snow coming this week, it'll be a great opportunity for people to walk. And then the next thing I want to get into real quickly is pickleball.
Pickleball.
If people saw the front page of the Star Trib this morning. Pickleball is coming to Lakeville, but it's a little late because it has been in Northfield for a long time.
It sure has.
And we started on last Sunday at the high school. It was a huge success. We had approximately 50 people rotating on and off the courts from noon until 4. And the beauty of this, Rich, is that it is free. So you can come from noon to 4. You don't even have to have a racket, a paddle, I should say. You can tell it's early morning and right. I haven't talked to anybody yet. I think I need to be on your program about 11 o'clock.
we'll extend it just for you, Cece. No problem.
Well, thanks. So anyhow, you don't need a paddle. You don't need a ball. You do need inside shoes. But it was amazing. The people that were there said it was laughter and good rotations, and we are offering it continuing through probably the end of April. And then yesterday, this is very exciting, I started communications with Melissa Bernhardt, a community ed and rec, and we are looking with funding from Age Friendly, which is through the generosity of the City of Northfield. We are looking at extending next fall and winter into 3 sites for Sunday pickleball.
Oh, really?
Yes, so we're very excited about that. So Melissa and I were just starting communication on that, so we're very, very excited about that.
Are you able to divulge the extra sites yet, or are we still in negotiations for that?
We are still in the very beginning on that. And Sunday actually seems to be the perfect day both for the availability of the gym, and also it's just such a nice day of the week to get together and get out with members of your community.
Right.
So that's what we're hoping for. But Melissa is our contact. She's amazing to work with. And if the school district can do it, they will. They've been a great partner.
I know they like working with you. I talked to a number of people over there, and they're always really happy when they can help to accommodate things for Age Friendly.
Yeah, that is showing up in how open their doors are to us. I mean, literally, the doors are open. So I wanted to tell you, though, that the city also is a great partner. And our last steering committee meeting, we met with designers who are working on the projects related to downtown. You know, Bob Close and mm-hmm. Bruce Jacobson and Teresa Jensen. And Jamie Reister, who is on our Age Friendly Steering Committee, is also working with those people. And we shared element designs to keep in mind for the older adults in our community to use all of this downtown space. But I want to share with you what some of those design elements are, because you're going to see that. Wow, everybody needs those, right? So
right.
We want to make sure that there are good walking surfaces. They are smooth, and we want to check the spaces between paved in unpaved areas, wherever there are transitions, anywhere where canes or any mobility aids such as wheelchairs or walkers could get caught. We want to make sure that there's no more than a 2% grade for wheelchairs. You know, that also works for strollers and little children on right. their first mobility vehicles, right?
Right.
We want to make sure that the signs have large visible fonts, that seating has arms, it helps us get up and down, that the seats are, we need a lot of shade, so the seats are in the shade. We want to make sure that there are spaces in the shade for interaction that facilitate interaction. Now, anything that I said, wouldn't that be something that they had already considered? Yeah. So we know that, that we're working for the good of the whole community. Another thing that we did bring up, and they had great examples of it already existing in other redevelopment areas, are drop-in spaces with cars so you can let people off. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a walker or a wheelchair or someone just even using a cane, but you can make it easier for them by getting them closer to the space that they wish to use, isn't that also great for somebody unloading a stroller or a tricycle? So all of these things that we're doing, we feel pretty proud that we're doing them for the community.
And I know.
So anything else? Keep going, because I got a lot to say in our 10 minutes.
Okay. I just was going to say that I know that Bob and Bruce are really open to suggestions at this point as well. So I'm sure they were really receptive to a lot of the things you had to say.
It was a great meeting.
Yeah.
And, you know, the beauty of it is that these people are not only experienced, but they really understand the breadth and depth that you need to have community involvement.
Yep.
I mean, they yep. really get that. And so, yeah, you're right. It was a great meeting.
And they are asking for that community involvement at all turns, too. I just want to real quick say, folks, if you're hearing about this redevelopment project and now is the time to get involved and to pay attention and ask questions and to make suggestions. So we'll cover that more later, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Anyway, Cece, what else is going on?
Well, thank you for asking. I've hit really on a lot of our health and wellness activities, and because that's what the mobility ties into too. And I want to make sure that you see that people in the community see that we are working on research from our area. So every attempt at a new activity or involvement in a process of development of some kind is based on information that we have gathered through surveys, meetings, and input from older adults in our community. Health and fitness are the vehicles that enable us to do the important things in our lives. They are not goals in themselves. And so that's what the whole focus of this is. Another focus that we have is our housing workshops. Mm-hmm. And I know you've heard about them and given us wonderful publicity on them at KYMN. And the next one coming up is April 19th. So it's a ways off. Mm-hmm. But the topic on that will be steps to downsizing. That's a big question on a lot of people my age,
it is.
In my age group. We are also looking at ways to improve transportation options for older adults needing transportation assistance. And there's so many communities that have volunteer drivers as far as programs that are set up. So we're getting a lot of information from AARP. We've got a couple of our steering committee members who are on the city's Transportation Advisory Council,
mm-hmm.
and we are looking at ways to increase, not only in the community, but in our rural areas, people who have transportation needs, not just for doctor's appointments or groceries, but what if they want to come in and just have lunch with friends?
Right, right.
You know, and they need transportation. So we are very involved in what the city is doing with that as it looks over the results of its transportation study. And let's see, I think that's about it, unless you have any questions on all of these things. But we are a very active steering committee and very excited about the support that we've received from the city in particular.
You are absolutely one of the most active community organizations that I know of. I mean, I hear from you, or I hear from David DeLong, or a couple other people in your organization, just about every time I turn around, whether it's at a council meeting or if it's, I mean, there's a lot. You guys have a lot going on, but it's you're doing important work.
Yeah, we really think so. And you know, it started when I had that brief stint in the city, and this group came in. And as you've heard me say before, there are groups that come into the city every day to see how they can fit into city planning, and they all have great focuses. But when the age-friendly people came in and I listened to their presentation, I thought, you know, this will float every boat, every boat. And the city is very careful with its money. And I thought, this is a great way to support a broader group, a broader range of needs and uses for our city. Right. So when I left that and left other kinds of volunteer activities, I thought this was the group that I wanted to get in, and it's been worth it.
Yeah, it very clearly appears to be. So, all right. Cece Lindstroth with Age Friendly North Hill. One question: if people want to get involved with Age Friendly, what's the best way to do that?
Oh, yes, thank you. That's a great way to end. We have a website, Age Friendly Northfield, and if you go on to that, it is checked regularly, and believe me, we will contact you.
Oh.
But you will see us at Pride Day, and you'll see us at the new revised, there's a new title for the Home and Garden Show.
Yes.
And I don't have it on the tip of my tongue.
The Community Market Fair, as I recall. Yes. Community Market Fair, I think, is what they're calling it.
But you, oh, perfect things.
Yes.
But we will be there. We will be visible. So stop by and talk to us in person or check our website.
Fantastic. Okay, Cece Lindstroth of Age Friendly Northfield. We always love these conversations, Cece, so thanks for taking the time.
No, thank you for giving us the audience, Rich.
All right.
You're great.
Well,
take care.
We'll talk to you
bye.
Soon. Take care.
Okay, bye.